This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A couple of three big tech companies took a couple of big steps today. Apple, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify all took down accounts belonging to the right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his site InfoWars. It's one of the first real moves that tech and social media have made in showing their users how they are going to handle hate speech and misinformation. One of the people paying close attention to what content managers at these companies are doing is artist and writer Mandy Harris Williams. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
You used to be a teacher.
Yeah, I used to be.
For a while, right?
Yeah, 6 years in kindergarten and first grade.
And then you decided you needed another outlet, I guess.
Yeah, I was writing a lot, and I was not sharing it, and I didn't really know how to or where I would, and the freelance, like, pitching schedule is impossible to do alongside teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nightmarish, nonetheless, right?
Ooh, so, yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite quotes about you is you found the market for 30-page personal essays limited. There's nowhere you put your stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me about your art, then. What do you do?
I've been making artwork primarily about Black female bodies, Black women's bodies, I really should say. And I've found a great home for it on Instagram. I've kind of taken on this format where I'll use a photo or use an image and then write a micro essay, which is a right. lot easier to move than right. a 30-page essay kind of attached to that image.
Twitter and Facebook and Instagram can be hateful places.
Yes.
What do you do with that?
Oh, I think the condition of being a woman of color is to be over-policed and under-protected. So you have to work on two fronts within social media. You have to ask for the protection that you need, and you have to ask for the guidelines of how your behavior is to be policed, to be contextualized with respect to your identity and your history. So where the underprotection is concerned, you know, I'll come across images. The other day I saw a disgusting image of Maxine Waters with some of the markers of what we might call blackface.
Of course, African-American congresswoman from here in Los Angeles, we should
right.
say. So.
For me, that was it felt very hateful. I think that's something that content moderators need to be really aware of. The history, even, of what blackface looks like. What are the things that image makers, you know, 100 years ago were doing to black images to make them seem grotesque or unworthy or unlovable or unworthy of attention and respect? I think content moderators need to know that history, and they need to be able to flag that. I reported that image, and I asked many of my followers to report that image, and we were all met with the same response, that Instagram has looked at this image, and we have deemed that it's not right. hate speech.
This is an inelegant segue, and one is not related to the other, but how do you do what you want to do when Kim Kardashian can put a selfie on Instagram and it explodes, right?
Yeah, that's a daunting question. I mean, you know, as a woman's body, as a woman's body ideal, Kim Kardashian has a lot of content and text. And every time she posts a selfie and there are millions of responses and millions of engagements, that says something about our culture and what we believe is valuable, what we believe is worthy of our attention. And so when I'm having the discussions about what is the ideal black female or what does it mean to present brownness on our feed or indigeneity on our feeds, I am obviously working within the context of the Kim Kardashian ideal and having to deconstruct that and speak to it.
But in some ways, it goes to the validity of your message, right?
I'd like to think.
Yeah. Mandy Harris Williams, she was a teacher. She is now an artist and an Instagrammer. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai.
Is that fair? Instagrammer?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. All right. Good. Should have said on the way in, by the way, that you can find Mandy Harris Williams at Ideal Black Female on Instagram. The hashtag she's using is Brown Up Your Feed.